Translation. Duties, or dharma, executed by men, regardless of occupation, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the Supreme Lord.
Dharma sanaskita tunisha. Dharma generally meant occupation and duty. We have several times explained the English dictionary. Dharma is explained as faith. So, faith may be changed, but actually what is meant by dharma, that is constitutional position. Activity is in one's constitutional position. This has been explained by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jive Swarupa Nitya Krishnana. Real dharma, constitutional position of the living entity is to serve Krishna. That is real dharma. Krishna also confirms in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam saraṇam gacchā. So, māṁ ekam saraṇam gacchā, simply unto Krishna surrender, that is real dharma. Otherwise, it is pseudo-religious principle, pretension. Dharma plojjita poitava. There are two kinds of dharma. Poitava, cheating, religious system, and real religious system. That is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. To teach people the real religious system. In this chapter also, Śrīta Goswāmī has explained, Savai Pumsān Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Dharma. You can execute your occupational duties or religious system very nicely, but if you do not develop your love for God, Krishna, then it is simply useless labor. It has no meaning. The test is how much you have developed your dormant consciousness for loving Krishna. That is the test. Bhakti parasanu bhava virakti anatrasya. If actually one is making progress in devotional service, he must be detestful to any other system. They are not interested. Actual interest is Krishna, Vishnu. That is your actual interest. Especially when one comes to the form of the human being, his special interest should be how to approach Vishnu. Nati vidu sātha-gatim hi Vishnu. Sātha-gatim, self-interest. Everyone is inclined for his self-interest. But they do not know what is real self-interest. Somebody is thinking to satisfy the senses, body, That is self-interest. Somebody thinking to satisfy the mind, whims of the mind, that is self-interest. Somebody thinking liberation of the self, moksha, that is also not self-interest. But when one thinks in terms of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is real self-interest. Pranati vidu sāta gatim hi viṣṇu. People do not know.
Don't have your back on this side. What do you give me? Samne mukha.
Sāta gatim hi viṣṇu. Real self-interest is to become Vaishnava, servitor of Vishnu, Vishnu asya devata iti Vaishnava. That is real self-interest. Why people do not become Vaishnava? Generally, they worship various demigods. Devotee of Lord Shiva, devotee of Goddess Kali, Durga. So many. But they have been condemned by Bhagavad Gita, spoken by Krishna himself. Kamas tatra hitogyana jajanti anna devata. Hitogyana. Śrīla Viṣṇā Chakravarti Thakur gives his command, hitogyāna nasya buddhaya. One who has lost his intelligence, they are inclined to worship other demigods. Kāmaśtatra hitogyāna. Because they do not know what is his self-interest. He thinks that his self-interest is to give comfort to this body, the senses, sense gratification. That is his misguided self-interest. Durāśayāje vahiratthamāne. Vahiratthamāne. Vahiratthā means external relations. This body, gross body and the subtle body, they are made of the external energy. Bhumi napa nala vāyu, thama nala buddhi. So, people having no information of the spirit soul, they are interested in body and mind, and they have created some concocted religious system for benefit of the body and the mind. So the varnasram dharma, beginning, dharma begins from the varnasram dharma, which is now going on in the name of Hindu religion. Actually, there is no such word, Hindu, in the Vedic literature. It is a concocted word given by the Mahavishnu. Real Vedic system of religion is varna and ashram. Four varnas. Brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. And four ashrams. Brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. So, one has to execute, the Brahmin must execute his system of life, sattva, sama, dama, tisikhya, arjava, jnanam, jnanam, astikam, brahma, dharma, sabhav. The Brahmin must execute all these principles of life Similarly, Kshatriya, he should be very brave not to go away from fighting. He must have a ruling capacity. He must be charitable. In this way, Kshatriya must be secure his system of life. Similarly, Vaishya, he must also execute his system of life. Kisi go raksha vanijyam, Vaishya dharma svabhavajam. Agriculture, cow protection. Nowadays, either Brahmin or Kshatriya and Vaishya practically everything is lost. Nobody is executing his occupational duties. Simply, Shudra, without any knowledge, without any enlightenment, try to get some money and fill up your belly and go on sleeping. This is Shudra Karma Sabhav, Paricharyatma Kamkar. Therefore, Shastra says, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. In this age, practically 99.9% population are Shudras. Because they have given up, they have forgotten everything. What is the duty of Brahmin? What is the duty of a Kshatriya? What is the duty of a Vaishya? Maybe some Vaishyas are there and Shudras are there. So, even one executes his sadharma very nicely, but if he does not develop his Krishna consciousness, then samayi vahi kevalam. This is also simply spoiling the life. On the other hand, Narad Muni gives his opinion, tattva sadharmam charanambujam hare. If one gives us his occupational duties and takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, charanambujam hare, see, even he is not mature and falls down from the devotional service, on account of so many reasons, still he is not loser. Whereas a person who is executing his occupational duties very nicely, but he has no Krishna consciousness, no idea of Krishna consciousness, he doesn't get anything. He's loser. Avratam sadharmata, sadharmata. Keeping in his own position as a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, if he is executing his duties very nicely, but has not developed Krishna consciousness, then it is to be understood that he has lost it. This is the verdict of Shastra. Tadharmasthanusthitapamsan vishtakshena tathatita nupadayedratingyati. This hearing process is very, very important. But people are not interested in hearing. They are simply busy in some other duties. My Guru Maharaj used to say, one was not interested in hearing, he used to call him a Dandavat class. Dandavat class member. That means simply knows how to make Dandavat. Anyone who will come to him, you see whether he is a dandavat class or hearing class. So, Dandavat is nice. But by offering Dandavat, if one does not develop the intent of hearing Savana, then he's not making very much progress. As you know, because I was little interested in hearing my Guru Maharaj, he accepted me as a teacher. He remarked this, this boy is interested in hearing, does not go out. Actually, I do not know, I could not understand what he was speaking in the beginning. But still I was very much interested to hear it, out of curiosity or something like that. The hearing is very important. Close father is the thing. Vishakshina katha dhuta. Katha, very katha. This is accepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was talking with Sri Ramananda Raj on various subject matters, Sri Ramananda Raj began from the Varnasam Dharma, Sardha Sadhan. What is the aim of human life? How a human being executes his religious principles, Sardha Sadhan. So, Ramananda Raj began from the Varnasanga. Actually, unless the human society comes to the category of Varnasam Dharma, he is not a human being. He is animal. Still in India, because they are still inclined to the system of Varnanasama, there are so many benefits for the Indians. I have traveled all over the world so many times. Because there is no Varnasam Dharma, how loose they are. That has been experimented, I have seen. So actually, unless one comes to the standard of Varnasam Dharma, he is not considered to be a human being. Therefore, the Vedic civilization begins from the Varnasam. And in the Vishnu Purana it is said, Varnasam Charvata Bhushina Parapuma Vishnu Aradhate. Because the ultimate goal is to approach Lord Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhate, Pumsa, Nanatna Toshukaram. So, this Varnasam Dharma was proposed by Ramananda Raj, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Iho Bhajjo Aage Kaho. This is not feasible. Better, if you know something better than this, you propose. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that in the Kali Yuga, practically, the Varnasam Dharma will never be observed, or it will be very difficult to observe. So people, by simply observing the Varnasam Dharma, will not be able to make very much progress in devotional service. Stereotype. In this way, gradually, Sri Ramananda Raya presented so many proposals, Varnasam Jnana, Mishra Bhakti, so many ways, and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected all of them. Yo Vajja Arikam. But when Ramananda Raya placed one person which was spoken by Lord Brahma, Jnane Prayasam Udupasanamanta Iva, Jivanti sarvakritāna bhagadīya vārta sāne sthitā sudhigatāna sanumāma nohi. prayaso aditopi jitapasi stoistirakyam. This verse, when Ramananda quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted and he said, "You are all. This is nothing. This is nothing." What is that? The sthane sthita sudhigatan sanumanganopi. You remain in your position. It doesn't matter what you are. You may be Indian, you may be American, you may be European, you may be Brahman, you may be Shudra, you may be engineer, you may be doctor, you may be fool, you may be rascal, whatever you may. It doesn't matter. Sthanesthita. Don't be disturbed. Don't try to change your position. But jnane prayasam mudapasa navantari. Don't try to speculate. God is like this, God is like that. Speculator, mental speculator. Give up this habit. Just become numb. Jnane prayasam mudapasa. Namanta means numb. Numb, offering obeisance. Just like we offer dandavat. So similarly, namanta, to surrender, in a surrendering spirit, in a humble spirit, try to hear about the Supreme from the realized soul. This is the cause. Sarvabhritam, not professor, one who has actually realized, from he, if you hear meek and humble, without speculating mental, then by this process only one can realize the Supreme Lord. Very easy. Supreme Lord is called Ajita. Nobody can conquer him. But if one adopts this process, hearing from the realized soul, in an attitude of humbleness, then he can conquer the Ajita. He can understand. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately accepted this process, yaha bhaya, have it come. Yaha. This is nice. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is to give chance to the people in general hearing about Krishna. Either hearing Hare Krishna mantra, or hearing Bhagavad Gita, or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Anything you like, hear about Krishna. Try to hear about Krishna in meek and humble attitude. Then gradually everything will be revealed. By simple speculation, you cannot understand what is Krishna, what is his name, what is his form, what is his quality, what is his pastime. We cannot. Atasya Krishna Namadi Navabhidrayam Indriyai. By these blunt senses we cannot understand what is Krishna. Sevanmukhi jivhado svayam eva surattva. But if you engage yourself in his transcendental loving service, beginning with the tongue, sevanmukhi jivha. So hearing by the ear and chanting by the tongue is the supreme method recommended by all authorities. This is Sravanam Kirtan. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parvasrivanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Mahasamadhyam. So we must be inquisitive, we must be very eager. That eagerness should be aroused. where Krishna Katha is being taught, let me go there, let me hear. In this Vrindavan you'll find there are many places they're hearing about Krishna. So, either Vrindavan or anywhere else, wherever Krishna is heard, that is Vrindavan. Not that Vrindavan is limited with a certain space. Vrindavan is transcendent. Tatra Krishnami Narada Tatra Dayanti Madhu. Krishna said, I stay there where my pure devotees chant about Tatra Dayanti Madhu. So if you become pure devotee, and if you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, you can create Vrindavan anywhere, any part of the world. Not that you have got to come here. You come here, that's all right, because it is established Vrindavan. When Krishna comes here, whenever he comes from this planet, he comes here, there are so many devotees. Certainly, there is meaning, there is importance of this term. But still, if it is not possible to come here, you can create Vrindavan anywhere, provided you are a pure devotee and you are chanting Hare Krishna mantra without any audience. Just like we have got our new Vrindavan. This year we have seen practically how these American boys and girls, hundreds and thousands, always were remaining not less than 500 to 700, and for 1 week continually in Janmashtami we observed Janmashtami festival. Actually, it was as good as this Vrindavan. Because the chanting of the holy name was going on, and hearing about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavata was going on, there was Tulsi, friends, devotees, Sivigraha, everything was there. So actually it was replica of Sri Vrindavan. So, therefore, the most important thing is to make advance in devotional service, to increase the appetite for hearing. Vishakshina kathasu. No, pada is the thing. Kathasu is the thing. Kathasu means, rati means attraction to kathasu, that means here. Savana. So, this is the test. That anyone who is supposed to be advancing in devotional service, bhakti yoga, the test will be how much he has awakened his intense desire for hearing about Krishna. That is the test. That is the test. So, the perfectional platform is stated here that you may execute your defined occupational duties, dharma, but the test will be whether you have developed your consciousness, you have developed your Krishna consciousness. That is the test. You can read the third part.
There are different occupational activities in terms of man's different conceptions of life. To the gross materialist, who cannot see anything beyond the gross material body, there is nothing beyond the senses. Therefore, his occupational activities are limited to concentrated and extended selfishness. Concentrated selfishness centers around the personal body. This is generally seen amongst the lower animals. Extended selfishness is manifested in human society and centers around the family, society, community, nation, and world with a view to gross bodily comfort.
This is very important point. People are very much interested in welfare activities for the human society. So they think that by feeding poor man or giving clothes or opening hospitals, schools, colleges, these things are required. What is the use of hearing about Krishna? That is their opinion. But these welfare activities are extended selfishness. This word we learned from our Guru Maharaj. Extended selfishness. Just like I love myself for my self-gratification, and then I extend it to my son. I am gratifying myself, I am not my wife. And to get my son another wife. The principle is the same. Then my grandchildren, then my great-grandchildren. Or, not only limited with the family, then society, then community, then nationality, then international. But they are all extending selfishness. Yes. Without knowing what is the real self-interest. Therefore we find so many faults in such welfare activities. And they are opening hospitals for the human being. There is the Narayan Seva. But the poor, goats and cows, Daridranana, they are also Daridranana according to the definition, but they are being killed. For one Daridranana, another Daridranana is being killed. So that kind of philanthropy is not accepted in the Srimad Bhagavatam as very advanced mental of civilization. The advancement of civilization will be tested how the nation, individually or collectively, has advanced in Krishna consciousness. It is very difficult to understand this, but the fact is this. Bhagavad says that you cannot rectify the destiny of another man. That is not possible. Balasya neha saranam pitaro nrisinga. It's not that because one has got good parents, therefore he will be happy. No, not necessarily. Balasya neha saranam pitaro nrisinga. So similarly, it is not that a diseased person, because he is being treated by a first-class physician and is being supplied first-class medicine, therefore he will be cured. No, there is no such guarantee. Because if the supreme authority does not sanction, suppose a man is diseased, he is going to die or suffering. So his relatives, his friends are trying to save him. The Shastra says that you cannot save him simply by giving him first-class medicine or first-class medical treatment. They can also cannot guarantee. You ask any qualified doctor that this man is being treated by you, can you guarantee that he will be cured? They say no, that is not. We are trying our best. Therefore, we should know the ultimate sanction depends on Krishna. I have had more practical experience because I was dealing in medicine. So the attending physician of my pharmacy, he came back from a call and told me that I saw one patient lying in a very precarious condition, suffering from pneumonia. So according to our science, he could not live. I do not know how he's living. There are so many cases I had dealings with the medical man. One big medical man in Goa, he told me that, Mr. Day, that we give very first-class medicine to a patient. To my best knowledge, he dies. And I try one small medicine, and he is safe. That is my practical experience. He has marveled at that, as he told me. So actually, unless one is saved by the supreme authority, there is no question of saving him by so many philanthropic works. Actual saving is Krishna consciousness movement. Because if one is raised to his Krishna consciousness, the whole problems of his life will be solved. That is real welfare activity. Other things you cannot change. If one is destined to suffer by some agency, you cannot stop. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Tasyaiva hi tatprajate tapovita nalabhate tadhumatāmupa. You simply try to awaken your Krishna consciousness, which was impossible in other living conditions. Either going to the heaven planet or going to the hell planet or becoming Brahma or ant, do not try for all this elevation. Simply try for awakening of Krishna consciousness. Then why so many people are trying for happiness? The answer is, Sallabhate dukkha vadannata sukham kalena sarvatra gavhiranam. Nobody tries for distress, but distress comes. Similarly, even if you do not try for your happiness, if you are destined, happiness will come. But if you take to Krishna consciousness, it is simply happiness, there is no more distress. If we become steadily situated in Krishna consciousness, then it is simply happiness, as Prabhupada Saraswati has explained, Visham Purnam Sukhaya. There is no problem for anybody. Visham Purnam. Everyone is perplexed with the problems of this universe, but for a devotee, Visham Purnam Sukhaya. Your family man, so he surrendered everything, his body, his mind, his family, his children, everything under Krishna. Manasa deha geha yo kichu moro, ot vinu tuva pade nanda kisho. Maravi rakavi jai chatwara. In this way, there is a nice song. So, you cannot take charge of your family, society, your community, your country. No. Prakriti kriyamanani guni karmani sarve. Everything is going on under the influence of different modes of material nature. Just like in our country, when Gandhi was living, he got Saraj, and still he was thinking he had to do something. And he did not separate from politics. He was an old man, he should have retired. But he did not, unless he was killed by somebody. This is the attachment for material things. All these leaders, they think without me the country will go to hell. But so many leaders came and gone, the country is going on.
Still to hell.
Therefore, in Bengal it is said, Rajamule Rajata. Because the king has died, therefore kingdom is torn. That is nothing. It will go on. Why do you bother? That is knowledge. Krishna is taking care. You just engage yourself in the service of Krishna. That is your duty.